The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 4, Poem 37. The Charge of Fears. Would ye then go at ease, your Lord oppressed? Nay, be ye as your Lord, rejected, poor, from no rude insult shielded. Have they not confounded Christ with devils, deeds benign, blasphemous, to Beelzebub ascribed? Shall ye fare better than your master? Go observed and honored where your Lord's condemned? My service great estate conferreth not on him waits my commands. Go, seek ye then another service for a prouder pay if mine content you not. But have no fear, electing ye to stay with me and serve. Their ways are known of God. Their secret thoughts, and private things men whisper and conceal, plots laid with craft, false witness cunning taught, and guileless men these compass to destroy. All these shall show in the light, and men shall see. When God himself is judge, why should ye fear? Lo, what in darkness speak I, in dead hour of silent night, drop in your wakeful ear. That word shall ye make known, shall cry aloud insistent, till men hear for all their noise. Courageous, cry from the housetops, nothing feared for missiles and hard words against you hurled. My friends, there is but one whom you shall fear, not them who kill the body. What of that? Killed for my sake, alive forevermore. There is who worse death works through fear or sloth, or selfish love of ease, or greed of gain, bids men eschew my service. Fear ye him who knows to kill men's souls, none other fear. But ye, why should ye fear? See yon small birds, two sparrows for a farthing, poor men's meat. The birds are dear to God. Not one shall fall, but he takes notice. Are ye less than they? Weary you not with thought of all the world hanging dependent on the Father's care, and ye so small, what mattereth your fate? But understand, each one hath place with God as stood he single in the universe. How shall one make you know the Father's care? How intimate, how tender? Consider ye the very hairs of your head be numbered all. The finger scratch, small ache that vexes you, the garments of your choice, all little things are noted, fatherly, by him who made, sustains, and wise chastiseth. Fear ye not. Ye men who hear my word, to you hath God given chance of great obedience. Go, confess the Lord ye serve before men. Remembering the day shall come when all men gathered wait the judgment of the Father. Then will I go, take him by the hand whom he confessed, and straight before my Father in high heaven. This man is my own friend, shall I declare. He that denies shall that day be denied. Think not the Prince of Peace sends peace on earth. A sword shall go before me, sets at twain a daughter and her mother, father and son, till they of a man's household be his foes. The son shall love the Christ, the father hate, and he that hateth run to testify. See this, my son, a follower of false gods, of him they call Messiah, I bring him you. The law, look you, is more than flesh and blood, so take my son. Nay, kill him an ye will. None shall be safe. Relations peep and pry. Who speaks with whom, they note, and catch stray words. Lo, she is of that sect, and he. They cry to counsel, delivering them to death. Mother will plead that day, for my sake, son, give up strange doctrines and obey the law. But whoso loveth mother more than me, father or son or daughter, for their sake wills to deny his Lord, that man, I say, is not found worthy of me. Other loves a man shall hold in my love, none prefer. What father keeps his cherished son from risks attending his king's service? Am I less, that ye should slight and set my name aside when perils threaten? Say ye, Life is sore when one's against a household, when all vex, incessant argue, plead, and press their cause. Might but a man keep silence, all were well. But, I say, he that loveth kith and kin, father or child, or his own easy life, more than he loves his master, unworthy he to get that pearl of price, that sum of life, Christ, who will give himself to him who loves as bridegroom gives to bride, reserving not.